Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the 85 South Show Backwoods Lounge. We live here at the One Music Fest with none other than one of hip hop's greatest.
The Jada Kid.
One of the coldest niggas to ever do it. My boy Tax Stone said you can raise a child off Jada Kiss lyrics alone. None other than Jada Kiss. And I got my dirty boy partner in here with What's up, today.
Man? My brother in radio.
Come on, man. What's happening? It's Kiss, man. It's 50 years of hip hop, bro.
Yeah, it's
come
lit.
On, huh? Why?
There's a whole lot of hip hop shit going on right now.
How y'all doing today, man?
Amazing, man.
Feeling Backwoods, good. Backstage, One Music Fest. How you feeling?
Feeling great. Weather is great. You know, my people looking beautiful. What more can you ask for?
What more can you ask for? We here live at the One Music Fest. Now, Kiss, you known for putting something in the air, man. And it's only right that you come over here and talk some shit at the Backwoods Lounge.
No doubt.
How long you been fucking with the Backwoods, G?
Few years now. Started like everybody else. I started with Phillies, then Dutchies, and then I transformed over to the Backwoods. Rest in peace to Biggie. The first time I ever smoked the Backwoods was with Biggie. We had never even seen or heard Backwoods, and I think he may see Gutter roll up some Backwoods and we smoked with him, so we knew about him. But I say like the last seven to ten years I've been going strong with Backwoods.
Everybody like graduates to Backwoods. They're smokers. You know, you got to graduate to Backwoods. Like, that's when you know you're a real smoker.
You got to get professional with rolling Backwoods.
I was about to say, what was that like learning?
Yeah, rolling it ain't the easiest thing in the world. You gotta really be a roller.
Be skilled.
Yeah.
Cut the edges off. You know what I'm saying? You got to wet it and paper towel it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That way.
You know.
That's the whole point. I've been working real closely with the people over there at Backwoods. I got something coming out exclusively for the streets.
What's it called? Easy Roll?
I mean, I might just sell a pack of corners. All them corners that get cut off, I might just put all them together and make one flat leaf. You know, we're just kicking some ideas around right now.
That's fine.
Now, Kiss, I wanted to ask you this. Hip-hop just had its 50th birthday, man.
Yes, 50 and years of hip-hop.
They were honoring some of the legends up there, but a lot of names got left off. Did you see anybody up there, or did you see anybody who got left off that you felt might have should have got honored on the 50th anniversary? Because everybody got their OGs and their favorites.
I've seen a lot of people get left off.
Yeah.
I think people got sidetracked with the whole 50-year, you know, the whole thing, and let some greats that shouldn't have slipped through the cracks, they didn't get the acknowledgement that they're supposed to get. I think that's always going to happen, though.
Yeah.
Especially in our genre, our people, we don't tend to big up people till they no longer here or till something happens. You know what I mean? For the most part. In the other genres of music, they would have made sure they covered everybody.
Yeah.
But
who's somebody that you would have wanted to honor? Like, if you had, like, I just want to get this person they flowers now.
So many I could name, but, you know, dudes like Redman, Scarface, a lot. I could go on. I could stay in for hours and name dudes that I feel are underappreciated.
Yeah.
But, you know, hip-hop is an individual sport. Music is like something that whoever you like, that's your personal. You listen to it in your personal space, and you feel a way about them that nobody can feel about it. So that's the beautiful thing of music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get in a zone or in a mood, you could throw on whoever the fuck you want to listen to and enjoy it for yourself.
But you got to be a part of so many great moments in hip-hop for the last, shit,
50
however,
years of hip-hop.
Shit, you, shit, most of it. You've been there for a lot of it, man, a lot of great moments. So what are some of those moments that stand out to you as personal favorites, man?
Of course, signing with Bad Boy, being able to meet Big, going on tour with DMX. Just learning the game, just being a fly on the wall in certain studio sessions. Being able to be on the Life After Death double CD that didn't have that many features. So, you know, being young in the game and being honored to be on there was a big accomplishment that we felt. Being on Hov's album back in the, you know, early album, doing the Reservoir Dogs song.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. These are moments that are gigantic.
Yeah, those is like priceless.
And you know, being part of one of the most
social media.
Yeah, and
so those are things that you just had to keep up here because it was no phones, no Johnny Nunez's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then you got to be a part of one of the most legendary groups in hip hop.
Come on now.
My brothers, you know that. LOX for life.
I was going to say, you know, hip-hop has transitioned so much over the last 50 years. What's something, you know how Biggie say, like, we never thought it'd take it this far. What's something that you didn't see coming, that you were, like, shocked that happened? Maybe a trend or something switching up in the game where you like, dang, I didn't expect this from hip-hop. It could be good or bad.
I mean, just how they implement hip-hop in everything that they try to sell or that they're trying to,
the marketing
that they're
of
trying
it.
To market or promote. It started from, that's just a bunch of noise and a bunch of thugs and a bunch of hoopla. They need that same noise and hoopla to move the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No matter if it's cell phones, automobiles, sneakers, you know, fast food. They call us for everything.
Yeah, man, without Jadakiss, nigga, the walls would never lift up. And the floor would never do a 360, my nigga. Who else is going to have enough coke that they got to use the scale that they weigh the whales with?
And even entrepreneurship, like, You into Kiss Cafe. You got that going on. Like a lot of, you see a lot of artists now going to black businesses and making sure they invest in their money differently. Like the cars and clothes is cool. I see a lot more artists graduating to entrepreneurship and buying real estate. Tell me about that and your quest, what you got going on.
You know, rap is a stepping stone. Of course, when you're young, you're gonna blow some money, have some fun and do some reckless things. But as you, if you're able to have a career and, you know, and be in it for a minute, you want to start graduating and doing some things, owning some stuff. You know, we got, I think, six juice bars. That's Styles cool. And his wife got the pharmacy for life.
Oh, no.
You know, the supplements is doing well. And then I got the Kiss Cafe coffee with my son and my dad. You know, the hip-hop industry could teach you a lot if you just keep your head up, eyes and ears open about ownership. You go through so much stuff with clearances and things like that with the label that you should get to a point in your life where you want to own everything.
Yeah.
That your name is on or that you invest in, you want to try to be the sole owner or own a big percentage of it or own the whole thing.
Come on,
like you mean? Said, hip-hop is like y'all, a lot of artists' first introduction to entrepreneurship
and real business.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So it teaches you a lot. I like, too, the trends that I'm seeing of, like, artists going, taking more control of their health and being more on it. Like you said, the juice bar. Because, you know, hip-hop, at one point, it was all about
drugs,
how much lean you could drink.
Excess, yeah.
Drugs, yeah. Drugs. And now to see artists
everybody
like...
Everybody talking about getting to the bag, but if you ain't healthy,
right,
you're just going to leave the bag for somebody else to get to. Yeah.
What was that moment, or when was that moment that you realized that, or, like, in your life?
For one, I got 5 kids. 3 of them is very young. 2 9-year-olds and 1 8-year-old daughter. So you just want to be able to go to the park and not pull a hamstring going on the slide with them anyway. But just traveling and, you know, being up late, not getting the sleep you need, we were able to bump into the juice bar and learn about taking care of your body. We all have mothers and fathers, grandmas, aunties that got high blood pressure or some of them type of ailments. We just trying to lower that as much as we could in our communities. You know what I mean? If we could get one person at a time to, it's hard to just switch how you live or how you eat, but if you could just be mindful of it, then you'll start doing things a little differently. And
baby steps.
You know. You talking about health, right? Now, I'm a bald nigga. I've been bald, right? But you were bald for so long, and then you showed up with braids, hairline intact. So you was just bald because you wanted to be bald.
I'm
hollering. I'm thinking you bald because you was going bald.
Yeah, no, that was
then you wasn't even bald no more. It was braids.
NYO, that was like the thing that, you know, X was like the king, the icon of the town, and bald heads was Onyx. Bald heads was right. And I always told Styles and Looch, down the line, when y'all shits go, I'm growing my hair back. They used to be like, nah, whatever. Because they had afros, high tops. Now I'm like, yo, it's going to be a time, y'all shits going to go, I'm going to let my hair grow back.
Fellas, what if that's the key to preserving your hairline? You just got to be bald in
first,
your younger 20s
and, grow back
and save your shit.
Reverse.
For later.
The reverse.
If you don't push your hairline back. Mm-mm. No, but you talked about being a dad. I wonder, like, what has being a father showed you or taught you differently about yourself? Like, just from being a man in general.
Jaded Kiss is my stage name. It's my job. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
It's a time when you got to turn that shit off. When you're around your mother, your family, dudes you grew up with. You know, things of that nature, you go back to just being Jason. You know what I mean? Kisses for when the lights and that, when the cameras go on and they hook up the mics, that's when I go to Kiss. But other than that,
yeah.
I'm just Jay. I'm just regular Jason for the hood, you know, Kiss, whatever. And when you keep that balance, you be all right. You know,
yeah.
Your kids are the most honest people in the world. They gonna tell you they hate your sneakers. They hate you. They hate that song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's with no malice. So I try to use my kids, my younger ones and my older ones. That, you know, I don't listen to them solely, but I take their advice and see what's going on in their world.
Yeah.
Man, you've said so much cold shit on records, so many of the coldest bars and all of this shit. Do you ever put, like, pressure on yourself to be like, nah, I ain't say enough shit on this one?
I say that.
Yeah. I mean, it gets a time, like, when you feel like... See, I love music so much, I can just hear something and it make me want to go to the stool. And I think as long as I feel like that, I always want to create. But yeah, sometimes I get on my, like, nah, you got to go harder, man. Go in there and I throw a hold. I have something that I think is crazy. Like, nah, you got to be crazier than that.
Man, you be saying some crazy shit. Only put the coke in the tires if they miss you.
They miss you.
Feds sending niggas way up by Lake Michigan.
Come on, man.
That shit crazy.
Come on, Lo.
Now I fucks with air it out. I go way back.
Good.
Knock yourself out.
Man.
She used to model for a year and a half.
Legendary.
Why she stop? See, you got this. Man, you ain't saying enough.
Why she stop?
Because if she take her pins out, then her hair fall down to a calf. I don't know if it was spending too much money on hair products and she was breaking
something
even.
Something happened, she had to stop.
She had to stop, though.
Come on, man.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, her man, he was the chef up north. And he would have got left, but that's, you know. Bro, it's like you listen to this shit and it's like, you got so many real life hood problems in there, bro. Even when you said the niggas had the Sprint cell phone and they was jerking.
Yeah.
Every nigga can relate to this shit, bro.
What you trying to do? You gotta try to say the shit that touch home.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody can't afford a Ferrari, or everybody might not know about buying art or things of that.
Yeah.
But if you say so, everybody been behind on a bill, or everybody know some real life shit, everybody had to make a grilled cheese or some shit like that, it's gonna hit.
Man, I appreciate you.
Even with
you,
the rich people.
I appreciate you dropping that type of shit in there and showing the growth and showing the progression. Like, in the music, you can still say gangster shit, but you still make sense and you still give niggas, like, that direction to level up. Like, take my little man to the Gucci store and just show him the loafers.
Show him the loafers, man.
Even if he don't want the loafers.
Show him.
Introduce him to some shit.
He didn't think about it.
Right,
come back down there and grab him next time.
I just wanted to let you know that type of shit don't go unnoticed. And even the cats from the deepest, dirtiest parts of the South, man, we appreciate you always fucking with the South.
Love is love.
And jumping on them records and shouting us out and showing us love, man. Because it's a lot of niggas from a lot of different places that didn't fuck with what we had going on as far as Southern hip hop. But man, you have features from rappers all over the game, from all over the South. So
that's
from a nigga from the South, I just wanted to make sure you know that you love and you respect it out
there. Yes,
love. Big love
for hip hop.
85 South Show, Backwoods Lounge.
Backwoods,
none other.
Jay
Kiss, Jay Nicks, we in here.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.